Pizza Box Mike filling in for Matt Flynn. Back to this cancel culture. Hey, man, it's the first day of winter, and the NHL, the National Hockey League, is shut down. Not enough ice? No, no, that's not it. It's the virus, man. It's COVID. And if you haven't noticed, there's just cancellations and reschedules. And, you know, I'm going to go back to Tom Brady at the beginning of the year said, oh, wow, man, I just don't see how this isn't going to be maybe worse than last year. Right on, Tom. Maybe you won't get a chance for that eighth trophy, huh? That's incredible. I don't like the guy, but, you know, 7 Super Bowls out of 10 is, that's pretty damn good. I mean, you look at Aaron Rodgers' record in NFC championships, I think it's what, 1-4? One, something like that. They've made it 4 or 5 times and choked. But anyway, yeah, this Omicron, we don't know how dangerous it is for people that, we know that people that are, you know, fully immunized or vaccinated, right, Aaron? Just so we don't get confused. Fully vaccinated twice or, you know, 3 times if you've gotten a booster. Twice if you got the Janssen and Janssen. I got the double Janssen, dude. I feel like a man. Anyway. And I didn't have any issues with it. But this is going to get worse, man. And basketball? Okay, right. You know, I guess Giannis has been gone for a few days. A couple other guys, you know. Big players in and out. You're watching these scores and you're like, wow, are they? Oh, the Nets? Yeah, they don't have Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. Oh, wait, well, Kyrie's not vaccinated, so he can't play in New York. But now they're saying he's going to play on the road? Really? And put other people at risk? This is just insane. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, sports needs to get some of their stuff canceled. There's just way too much of it. Way too much of it. And guys like me, I look at people, you know, what they do off the field, including, you know, any entertainer. Music, you know, acting, sports, legislators. Character matters, right? At least it used to. You look at the character of these guys and you say, well, yeah, they're clowns. Wow. Dangerous clowns, too. The sports are not worth, you know, putting people at risk for. And everybody's going to these games and they're feeling like it's all back to normal again. Well, it's going to get back to normal. COVID's going to be normal. It's going to be endemic. Every year we're going to have to get a shot for something. That's where it's headed. Guess who likes this? Pharmaceuticals. And the 75 people in Congress that invested in the vaccines, making money. Why was it that during the toughest time for most of us, right? The stress of, you know, having to, a lot of people had to figure out, what are we going to do with the kids, man? Yeah, a lot of people had to set up and do virtual at home, which was better than nothing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I was happy my grandkids were doing virtual. I don't like this. I don't like it at all. But I'm one of the people that was willing to shut it down for a whole year. Oh boy, a whole year out of your life and not being able to go out and entertain yourselves because you don't have enough within you to keep yourself entertained. Is that what the problem is? Everybody has to be entertained. And they want it now, right? I know they want it now because I can't drive anywhere without people wanting to jump over the top of me. Seriously, man, I decided, okay, you know, I got this snapshot thing on my car, but, you know, apparently it doesn't really measure speed is what I'm finding out because I know someone else that's younger than me that has one and drives wild and, you know, insurance isn't getting more expensive. So it's all about stopping and starting and all that. That's what they're measuring. And they can tell if you're driving too fast basically that way, right? So I started driving a little faster because, you know, I don't like that stress of people being on my ass. It's like me going to work and having somebody leaning over you the whole time, right? So I'm looking at the speed and it's, you know, it's 30. Okay, I'll do 34. Oh, well, he's catching up pretty fast, you know. He's not going to slow down. All right, just take a deep breath. Oh, now it's 25 and I'm doing 30. And the guy's like on me. Like we're talking 2 feet behind me. So much so that I could tell you his facial features looking in the rearview mirror. And then he started seeing some of mine. And I'm like, I can't take this, man. humans are just out of control. They're just speeding everywhere they go. Unless they're like walking through the red light and looking at their phone. The contrast of where people are, and you're talking about finding a middle. Let's find a middle on that. Either you're going too slow and you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, or you're driving too fast and you don't give a damn what's going on around you. Selfishness on both ends. I basically, when I get up and walk outside, man, I'm looking at everything. I'm not just sitting there focused on me or where I gotta go or anything. I'm watching what the rest of the world is doing, coexisting, so to speak. See those bumper stickers all around? I never understood. What do you mean coexist? Well, for me, it means coexisting with like insects and stuff. Not so much coexisting with Trumpers. I don't want to coexist with those clowns. Don't get vaccinated. All go up and have a big party together. Whatever. The sooner you guys get thinned down, the better, I think. I can't wait. We're going to have Matt Rothschild. It will be coming in at 7 o'clock. And I want to talk about a couple of the things that he's been, you know, publishing and making people aware of. We got some serious things coming down the pike. I'm prepared because I know it's going to get a lot worse, right? How could it get better? Every day gets worse. I don't even bother watching news. I got the newspaper today because I thought, oh, maybe there's some things in here. Yeah, there's a few things. Oh, there's sports. Thursday's game against Morgan State canceled. There we go. I just found that out. I was, you know, the Badgers don't play till Thursday. Now they don't play. I saw where Krzyzewski, you know, it's so important to him, you know, he had to find a third team to before they could schedule it and then beat the crap out of them because that's the only teams you're going to get, right? You invite these smaller schools in that don't have access, right? Give them a chunk of money and let them get beat the crap out of on TV. Cool, man. I don't even like watching those games. Unless, the underdog. Ah, we're always voting for the underdog. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, people that think like me, we're the underdog. Nobody else wants to pay attention to that. Well, we'll see. But Friday, it's supposed to rain. And then Saturday, I saw it might a little bit of snow. Something like that. I don't like that because that's that ice stuff I was talking about. But guess what? I don't have to do anything on Christmas. Nothing. Just sit there with my mom and my cats. We're not doing nothing on Christmas. Cancel culture, right? No, not really. Just everybody else is, hey, and it's COVID season. So we're not, you know, trying to get in a big crowd. But it'll be Sunday the next day. A nephew and his family, wife and three kids, they'll be there. And then, oh, a sister-in-law and a nephew and a niece, they're coming. So that'll be fun. And we don't do Christmas like we used to. No, not doing turkey, not doing ham. That stuff's on the lamb. Had enough of that. Yes, I'm canceling culture, left and right. Proud to do it, man. The culture I came from, this one that supposedly has sprung into this patriotic anger against democracy and freedom and choice and all that, the Republican Party and their clan. Ooh, man. It's time to get mean. Time to toughen it up a little bit. Suck it up. Get ready. Because it is not going to get easier. And if you're not in the Millionaire Club or even the Billionaire Club, good luck. They're building a space station, you know. So I figure, you know, maybe, what, you think Joe Manchin's got a free ticket on there? Oh, we're going to have to beat the crap out of Joe Manchin when we come back from break, because I saw this coming, like, last year.